Japanese company Resources Energy Incorporated has plans to beat other larger companies to the punch when it comes to shipping LNG from Alaska to Japan. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the company is courting Matsu's Port McKenzie as a site for its gas plant project.
Natural gas-hungry Japan is eyeing the short distance between Alaska and Japan as one reason to build an LNG processing plant here. Resources Energy Alaska CEO Mary Ann Pease says the plan for a mid-sized plant is small compared with other projects. If constructed, the plant could produce 1 million tons of LNG a year for shipment overseas. So far, Nikiski's LNG plant is the only one in Alaska.
A 1 million ton facility is about the same size as the ConocoPhillips plant, and you expand eventually when North Slope gas becomes available.
Pease, who just returned from an LNG conference in Japan, says that country's need for cheap energy after the Fukushima disaster creates an opportunity for Alaska producers.
Timing is so very critical. There are so many projects worldwide that are on the horizon that making sure that that relationship and focus on Alaska is there early on is critical.
She says the independent oil and gas producers in Alaska can benefit from the project. Resources Energy won't wait for North Slope gas. Pease says the company is eyeing Cook Inlet for supply, although no contracts are in place yet with those producers.
The 1 million ton facility requires about 160 million cubic feet a day of gas, and that would come from the Cook Inlet. We've done a reservoir analysis and a very robust model that shows that after all the in-state demand has been met, there's still surplus gas of about 160 million cubic feet a day for the next 20 to 30 years for export.
Resources Energy is working with the Houston, Texas firm KBR on a technical and feasibility study for the project. Pease says that the cost of the entire project could be between $1 and $2 billion. Port McKenzie would be used as a staging area to bring in materials, although Resources Energy would have to build its own dock, since federal law does not allow LNG to be shipped from the existing dock. The proposed plant would be constructed on a mix of private and leased property. Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough Manager John Moosey says negotiations are underway.
We think Port McKenzie would be a perfect spot for them. We're early in the discussions. We have been providing information to them so they can do their due diligence and make a correct decision. But we've been working for well over a dozen years for these type of opportunities, and the REI project fits right into our wheelhouse.
The LNG plan has to be approved by the Federal Department of Energy and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission before it can move ahead. Although that process is lengthy, Pease says she's confident that the plant can be operable by 2020. Funding would be handled by Resources Energy's parent company in Japan.
Japanese money will definitely be the bulk of the ownership. They will have the majority share of this project, and they will utilize Japan Bank financing. And that is very low-cost financing.
Although the Resources Energy project is focused on export, Pease says the company would be quite comfortable in providing LNG at the gate for Alaska utilities which want it. I'm Ellen Lockyer.